some troubling issues, some trouble and strife, in a comedic tone, though, which I like. What is it that you're hoping that people get out of this play? Why? I mean, you obviously connected to the material. Both of you said, you, Christiana, as an immigrant yourself, and you, Jillian, as just
as
an actor.
As someone who likes good theater.
Yeah, and yeah. As an art connoisseur. So obviously when you read the material, which isn't new, you got something out of it. You found the relevance in it. So what was it that made you want to form a company to put this together and bring it to people? There's obviously an emotional reaction or something that you're hoping that audiences gain from this beyond just a good night out on a Friday.
Okay, so one of the things that I have noticed as an immigrant, when I moved to Canada, I also moved within my community of Romanians, because that's what usually happens. And what I realized in all these years, both in Canada and in Germany, is that it is very difficult for new immigrants to connect to the cultural life of a country, of the new country, for many different reasons. Some maybe language. Immigrants to Canada might have trouble understanding Shakespeare.
Language is a big
barrier. And sometimes just because the plays, the choices that go up on main stages don't really speak to them. So I think it's very important. For me as an immigrant, I want my parents to go to the theater again, like they used to. And I would want that for every single immigrant. So my biggest question was, how do I get these people to come to the theater? What can I give them that they can relate to, that they find interesting? And I think this is very relatable for immigrants like myself. They will find bits and pieces of themselves in the characters, I am sure, or of their experiences, of the longing for something that they've left behind, of the perhaps impossibility to go back, the uncertainty of how to move forward. All of that stuff, I think, is very relatable for the millions of immigrants that live here.
So I'm not an immigrant. I haven't experienced immigration. But what I'm hoping is that for the non-immigrant public, that they will also be able to connect with this. I mean, this is Canada, you know. My grandfather came from Poland. My cousin moved, like, immigrated here. Your friends, your colleagues, your grandparents, your parents, your loved ones, right? Someone in your life has gone through this. So if you haven't gone through it yourself, this play gives you a glimpse of what that experience might be like. I think theater is the closest we can get to experiencing something, having empathy for someone else's situation if we ourselves haven't gone through it.
I think you hit the nail on the head there with the word empathy, which is the word that I was going to touch on, is that I feel that, again, like myself, I'm born and raised here. You know, my dad immigrated from only America, so it's a pretty similar culture, and my mom's from Alberta. That's as far back as I know.
That's pretty far.
Yeah, it's pretty far. But that's as far back as I know that my family history goes, because I'm not a big family person. So I can't put myself into that shoes, but I find that the closest way to find compassion and empathy and understanding with other people is by trying to look at the world through another person's eyes, or just having conversations that open up and let you see a different viewpoint of things. And I think that we lose that a lot in this world. So the fact that you guys are trying to bring a story that can show that other side, that can show, put yourself in someone else's perspective just a little bit, in a way that is relatable, in a way that you could either see yourself reflected in if you were an immigrant yourself, or in a way that you can connect with you maybe through the comedy aspect, or just the act of art itself, as a lover of theater, and finding those connections, I think, are important. So I really like what you guys are doing here.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
There's a British director called Dominic Cook, and one time he said, "When we laugh, we listen." And I think that's really, really true, and it goes back to why we love comedy and why we do it.
Yeah,
and I think it's also laughter has and it helps to survive. I grew up in a very oppressive regime, under a very oppressive regime. I went through a revolution and everything, and the one thing that kept us going was humor, and extremely dark humor, because we were making fun of, you know, families disappearing for somebody saying the wrong word in the street and things like that. But we made jokes out of those. We laughed about it a lot.
You have to.
and it helped us to survive. So I think that's why I'm attracted to this type of humor, because mm-hmm. it's a way not wallowing in your misery, but sort of finding a way forward from, you know, whatever dark experiences you might have, and everybody has them.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that there's a power in finding laughter, the humor, being able to look at something that's so dark and finding the glimmer of humor. And it's why I enjoy stand-up comedy so much, because being able to, everything truly can be funny if you look at it in the right context, right? And there's a power in that. There's a connection in that, right? I think music speaks the same way too, which is why I relate so strongly to it as well. Mm. There's something universal about laughter, just like there is something universal about dancing and music. It's connection with people that I think is important. It's very cool. I like it, guys. I like it. Well, we've got a little bit left in the show. Let's cut into one more song, and we can come back and chat a little bit more with Jillian and Christiana. The director and producers. What's the writer's name again? Anyone got it?
Vladimir Mrozek.
Very good.
I would not get that.
Polish, remember?
Hey, someone's got it. Remember, we're all immigrants, right? We're all immigrants. All right, let's go. Here, listen to the Briggs. They're pretty fun, too. We'll be right back.
Can't believe this is happening. We can't take three steps back, but that seems to be the case. It's hard to ignore when it's thrown in your face. So you think this is the definition of an American? Where the fuck have you been? Tell me, where have you been? I say, fuck. Imaginary borders, it's time to move forward, not 80 years back.
Fuck you, Nazi pricks. Who the fuck do you think you are? We can't claim this is our land, but we ourselves are immigrants. And fuck the DAPL. Who the fuck do you think you are? We can't claim this is our land, but we ourselves are.
Yes, 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 you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We just had the Briggs all the way from Los Angeles, California, with their song Control-Alt-Right-Delete, which was the single off of their 2020 release, if I'm not mistaken. Memory fades. The pandemic was a weird mash of time. It's hard to keep track of. I'm joined here in the studio with Christiana Ripino. God, the look on your face is saying I still don't got it right. And Jillian Clare, the director and producer of The Immigrants, being put together by Exact Resemblance Productions, happening at The Nest this September 8th through the 17th. It's part of the Fringe Festival that's happening at The Nest on Granville Island. We've been chatting for the past 40 minutes or so and listening to some excellent immigrant-influenced punk rock music. So, ladies, what else do you want to talk about?
Well, I'd like to talk about what the Fringe Festival actually is.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, so the Fringe Festival is a non-juried festival, which means that there is no selection committee.
So how do they make selections?
Lottery.
Ooh.
So that means...
Wait,
that
didn't Shirley Jackson write a story about that? It didn't turn out very well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So this is the good kind of lottery.
Okay.
She had a point of view too, though. So, it means that anyone can enter and anyone can perform if you
Very
get selected.
Cool. Yeah.
So, what that ends up being is this eclectic mix of shows. So you've got dance, you've got stand-up comedy, you've got theater, you've got drag performance, like all kinds of stuff you can go see. And it's also really accessible. So tickets start at $12 and they get as expensive as $18.
Oh,
so
man, it's breaking
this is
the bank.
Yeah. So theater in Vancouver, I mean, everything has gotten super expensive, but this is a really accessible price point and it's tons of fun. There is a Fringe bar, there are food trucks, there's live free performances, and it's all happening in Granville Island and around the area. So come check our show out for sure, and then stick around and see a bunch of other stuff too.
Very cool. Do you guys know of other things that are happening on Granville Island around the same time as your guys' festival? You can come up for one show and then go check out some other things.
Kind of hop around
the island.
There are shows that we have our eyes on, and there's another show that I, if I may mention it, it's called Leah and Dor. Mm. And the reason why I'm mentioning it's a co-production. It's a Canadian Romanian co-production.
Oh, cool.
It's written by a Romanian writer and performer, and it's produced in English. There's a Canadian actor, there's a Romanian actress, and a Canadian director. And it's a very, very interesting story. It's based on a real story combined with a sort of a fairy tale that doesn't have any fairies, though.
Oh. I mean, yeah. The lack of fairies is slightly disappointing.
And it was it did very good in Edmonton, so I think it's a good show to also check out after hours.
Very cool. I like it.
Yeah.
How many performances are you guys doing over the, I can't do the math on that, slightly under 10 days? 9 days.
Six. We've got six shows.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. I like it. What else do people need to know about The Immigrants or about Exact Resemblance Productions?
About Exact Resemblances, perhaps just keep an eye out for the next productions. We already announced that we're doing Constellations, which is a very, very good play. It's not been produced in Vancouver. Actually, it's been produced once in North Vancouver in the middle of the pandemic.
Okay. great time to do live theater. Yeah, wonderful. Having done some myself, it's a great time.
But it was a fantastic success in London.
Very cool.
It's fairly new. It's a love story that happens in parallel universes. So it combines science with something that is common to every single human.
Interesting.
Love and the need to be loved.
Interesting.
We've got a couple of other very exciting projects coming up that are very much geared at young people, at people coming from different backgrounds. So that's what we want to do.
Very cool. For people out there that are listening and like what they're hearing, what's the best way for them to follow what you guys are doing? Are you guys on social media? Do you have a web address? What's the best way to keep
up? So you can find us at exactresemblance.com. We're also on Facebook, on, if people are still on Facebook.
I'm trying to not be.
We're on Instagram and we're also on YouTube.
Very cool.
So everyone can come follow us there and then get in touch with us. Like, we want to hear from you.
Staying far away from the dumpster fire that is Twitter or X or whatever they're doing.
Whatever Twitter's called, we are not on it.
Good. Stay away. And hopefully we can get away from social media. All right. Excellent. Very cool. We'll be back a little bit more. We've got a bit more time left, so we'll be back with more of Jillian and Christiana in a little bit. In the meantime, here, listen to my favorite band of all times. This, Boys and Ghouls, this is Rancid. So that was Rancid with their track New American off their brand new album Tomorrow Never Comes, which is available now on Hellcat Records. You, of course, are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been hanging out here for the past, almost 50 minutes with Jillian and Christiana from Exact Resemblance Productions. They have their brand new play, The Immigrants, coming to the Nest as part of Fringe Festival down on Granville Island from September 8th to 17th. Before I get back to you guys real quick, I gotta do my civic duty and let you guys know what's going on in our fine and fair scene this weekend. Starting off first, if you want to go out to Pender Island, you can go out to Outhouse Fest. It is happening this Friday and Saturday on Pender Island, and the lineup is absolutely stacked. Let's see if I can run this all down for you guys real quick. You can go see Bishop's Green, Mean Bikini, Harsh, Pilsner, Quit It, Die Job, The Fomites, The Grinning Barretts, Line Traps, Wrong, Dana Spios, The Still Spirits, that's my band, Joe Abbott, Spencer Joe, Ghostly Hounds, Big River Syncopants, Cut Eastbound, and many, many more. Tickets are still available. I don't know if you can get on the ferry because it's happening tomorrow, but you should go check it out. It's going to be a good time. Just go to outhouseproductions.com. You can get your tickets now. That is one thing that's going on, but you could also stay here. Go to the Wise Hall and Lounge and see Belvedere. They're playing with Vancouver's very own The Core, Blacked Out and Wrong. That's going to be a pretty good time. Or you go to Bullies in New Westminster see Big City Germs, Autonomous Apes, that's a pretty good band name, Autonomous Apes, and Bittersweet Harps. That's happening at Bully Studio. They just did a whole whack load of renovations. The stage has doubled. The room size has doubled. Rob really needs you to help to pay for all those renovations, so please go to shows at Bullies. I guarantee you'll have a good time, and you don't got to go all the way to the city. The SkyTrain's right there. Just go. Walk up the street. You can go to Bullies. It'll be fun. That is your Friday. Saturday, you can go to China Creek for the China Creek Memorial Jack's Comp Show for the TA Memorial. Sorry, that's not happening at China Creek. That's happening at the Waldorf for the China Creek, a.k.a. the China Creeps Jack's Memorial Skate Show. Whew, that was a lot to say. See if I can find the details here of who is playing that show. I know there's a bunch. Let's see here. You can see Fully Crazed, Bogus Brigade, The Unwashed, Car 87, Baxter and the Coagulators. Apparently they're from Victoria, so is Fully Crazed. Oh man, Bogus Brigade's all the way from Edmonton. That is going to be crazy. There's a skate, Jack Skate Comp. There's a show. It's crazy. Doors are at 7. Show's at 8. It's going to be a good time. Go down to the Waldorf for that one. And there is one more thing happening, if I'm not mistaken. You can see Crummy Off by an Inch and D-Stars at Lanaloo. And finally, Terminal City Rats were playing, but that show got canceled because I don't think the band got across the border. So that is what's going on. But of course, the thing you should be doing is going down to Granville Island. Go to The Nest as part of the Fringe Festival and see The Emigrants, running September the 8th to the 17th, put on by Exact Resemblance Productions. My guest here, Jillian and Christiana. Okay, that's what's going on. Well, we got 9 minutes left in the show. What do you guys want to talk about? What have we not covered that you want to get out there to the people on the airwaves?
So, I don't know if you've heard, but the writers are on strike right now.
Yeah, no, it's a
and
whole thing.
The actors are also on strike right yes. now. And what that means for us creators up here in Vancouver is that there is very, very little work.
Mm.
I hear tons of stuff online about how to support creators right now, how to support actors. I've seen people going, should I cancel my Netflix? Should I cancel my Disney? What should I do? Going and seeing live theater is the best way to support your local artists right now. So come out to the Fringe, come meet us. These are the people, I mean, we've said it, that the Fringe is where it all begins. You never know what you're gonna get, and these people are like the future of the industry here and abroad. I mean, if you look at the production history of Fringe festivals across, I mean, North America and Europe, Fleabag started as a Fringe show. Kim's Convenience started as a Fringe show. What If, or The F Word, started as a Fringe show. Six the Musical started as a Fringe show. The Drowsy Chaperone started as a Fringe show. So you never know what you're going to get, and it's a great time to support actors, writers, creators right now when the industry is so shut down.
There you go. I like it.
And it's a fun thing to do. It's really, really fun to be there. The atmosphere on Granville Island right now is really...
It's electric, yeah.
Yes, it's electric. There's their tent set up. There are basically tables and chairs and benches in the streets, and people mingle and talk to each other. You can talk to artists, various artists. You can ask them what they're doing, why they're doing it. Strangers, complete strangers start talking to each other. It's a really good, it's really nice atmosphere. The weather's going to stay really pretty for the next couple of days, so why not go out and do something?
I agree. I like it. I like Granville Island. It's wonderful down there. I was able to perform at the Waterfront Theater a couple times, and it's always lovely every time I go down there. And I don't get to see enough theater, because every time I hear about a show, I'm like, oh, it's running, and it's over. If I read a review, I'm like, oh, that sounds up my alley. I'm like, and it ended last week.
Yeah.
It's hard. The only thing I don't like about live theater is the fact that I can't see like trailers for it. Like, it's by the time I hear about it, it's gone.
Yeah.
And if there's anything that I get a program of like plays that are coming up, I'm like, well, that's great. But like, besides this brief little synopsis, which is pretty hard to explain if a play's actually good in like a 2-paragraph synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get to go to as much of it as I like. I'm going to come see your guys' show when I get back from tour. So we'll have to talk a little bit more.
Yeah,
I would love that.
Yes.
Yeah. But you're so right. That's sort of a quirk of Vancouver theater, unfortunately, is that the appetite for theater here is not as big as it is elsewhere. So when shows go up, they close very, very quickly, and that is mostly for money reasons. So yes, if there is something that you want to see, get a ticket. And then if you hate it, that's fine. But, like, you got to take the risk.
Right.
Get
your
ticket before it's too late.
Yeah.
And actually, you mentioned trailers. We do have a trailer out. So everyone should go check that out. That is on our Instagram. It's on our Facebook. And it's on our website.
And it's on YouTube.
And it's on YouTube.
It's
yes.
on YouTube
Very
as
good.
Well.
How could
yes.
we
forget? And
yes.
let's not forget one more time for the students here.
Please. Yes.
Students at SFU.
SFU, yes, SFU
a
students.
Special
pay
deal
attention.
For SFU students is buy one ticket, get one free. So buy your ticket, send us an email at exactresemblance@gmail.com, and we will get the box office to issue you a complimentary ticket to go with that one.
It's a buy one, get one. So I take yourself and treat your friend.
Do it. Yeah. Do it. Bring a friend. Bring a date. Bring your mom. She misses you.
Yes.
And you should take her to theater. Very cool. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. I truly appreciate making the time to come up here and visit me up on the mountain. I know it's weird. I know we're in a weird, strange little basement, but I appreciate it. It's
it was
good.
Lovely. Thank you very much for having us.
Anytime. Please definitely keep in touch for your other productions. I like knowing what's going on. I don't get to see enough live theater, and it's something that I do thoroughly enjoy, and I'd like to see more of it. So, yeah. Anything else you guys want to say before we go?
Again, just follow us, you know, check out our website, check out our social media, and then most importantly, come see our show. We would love to meet you.
Very good, very good. That's it. Again, one more time, The Immigrants is playing this Friday. That's tomorrow, September the 8th through the 17th at The Nest in Granville Island as part of the Fringe Festival. You can either go, sorry, what's the website again?
It's exactresemblance.com.
Very good. Or just Google Fringe Festival. I'm sure you can find info there as well. Check it out. Anyways, we'll be back next week. I'm going to leave you guys with one of my favorite singer-songwriters of all time. This is Billy Bragg off of his Bridges Not Walls EP. This song is called Full English Brexit. We'll see y'all next week.
My neighbours don't drink at the local or have kippers for breakfast like me. The food that they eat smells disgusting. They'd rather drink coffee than tea. It's true that their kids are respectful. They gave me their seat on the bus, but it's just that there's so many of them that I fear what'll become of us. I'm not racist, all I want is to make things how they used to be. But change is strange, and nobody's listening to me. I cheered when our side won the Cold War, spread freedom and peace all around. Now there's folks speaking Russian in Tesco's. It's a shame the wall had to come down. I know some are fleeing from war zones to keep their young children from harm, but my parents stayed put through the Blitz years, and me, I was sent to a farm. Yeah, the sun shines, but sometimes I don't feel like this is my country. But to say so, oh no, I never get no sympathy. Once we ruled over, some kind of defeat, to comply with rules drawn up by strangers and measure in meters, not feet. We don't want to go, but by jingo, if we can't be in charge, then we must. But don't be offended, dear neighbor. It's not you this is all about.